Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
Build it on God, period. Hell or high water, sunshine, cool breeze, it don't matter. God don't change. His purpose for you hadn't changed. Battling sickness, disease, infirmity, God hadn't changed. He's still a healer. He's still a deliverer. You got to stop looking at yourself like something is wrong with you. Let's get into this. God said, and the story of creation is that worlds are created through words. Now, you have to understand, this is how God sees this thing. Words and things are the same. In creation, words and things, the word in the Hebrew is dabar. Words and things are the same. In the Hebrew, you cannot distinguish between words and things. The word is the thing. So sometimes you got a lot of stuff in your life that you don't want because you've been saying it. Because the word is the thing. And you said it long enough to bring it in. Amen. This is how God operates. And guess what? You are after his likeness. And it's time to take responsibility. Words are real. They are concrete. They build. They tear down. They last. I talk about the word abracadabra. That's out of the Talmud. That's ancient word. It's not just a magician pulling rabbits out of a hat. That word is an ancient word, abracadabra, and it means I create as I speak. You cannot differentiate between a word and the thing. You and I both create worlds as we speak. Now, you ain't gonna create it by just saying one word. But when you get developed, when you start to grow and get developed and anointed in what you say, and you're not just saying words, but you mean what you say. You know, you get around some people sometimes, they say a lot of stuff, they don't mean it. You know, their words are empty because they talk too much, first of all. They talk about everything, so there's no real power in their words. But you get around somebody that means what they say and speaks with authority. See, that's the authority of a king. And the word of a king is law. And look at somebody and tell them, I'm a king. Have you lost sight of that fact, that reality, that you are called to be a king and a priest, and that your words are to carry life and carry power? And when you say something, you need to mean what you say and say what you mean and stop playing. Tell somebody right now, stop playing with the devil. See, the first thing he attacked with Eve was not her car. If she had one. He attacked her identity. Guess what? That's what he ain't after your car, your house, your finance, your bank account. He's after your identity. That's why you have to talk a certain way. A king talks a certain way. There's an accumulation effect. You know, it's like the Lord says, even with the evil, he says, be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. He said, for vengeance belongs to me, saith the Lord. What is he talking about? See, it's like, if you could picture this, it's like evil people have a cup. And the more evil they do, the more that cup fills up. And when that cup fills up to the top, says, God says, vengeance belongs to me. I will repay. So if we're talking faith, we have a cup too. If you're talking faith and faith and faith and faith, then that cup is eventually going to fill up to where what you're talking has to spill over. It has to come to you. Because the thing and the word is the same. Stop saying you're so tired all the time. That's why you're tired. Child, I'm just tired all the time. And you're getting more tireder. Stop saying that. I just don't know. I just don't know. I just can't figure it out. I just don't know. No, I just don't know. It may not sound like much, but it has an accumulative effect. You think about you saying it today and think about how long you've been saying it. And that's why you don't know. You know, the Bible is just like Greek to me. You can't understand the book of Revelation. Well, not for you. You have what you say. As you speak, you create. Why do we say that? Because we're going beyond Pentecost. There's something beyond Pentecost. The ark is coming back to its proper place. And that's when the power is really going to be unleashed. It's going to be destructive and it's going to be glorious. All at the same time. What we need to do is align ourselves. David, when they were bringing that ark back, when Uzzah was killed, David went back to the archives and saw how they were supposed to transport that thing. And he did it according to the due order. So dress up your speech. That's easy to say, but see, you have to go back and sometimes undo some stuff, because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So allow God in your private time to do some heart searching, to do some surgery, to do some plucking up, some rooting out. It's not just for you either. It's for you and those following you. It's for destiny. It's for legacy. It's for people that your life touches. God needs you for that. Somebody say, as I speak, I create. As I create, I speak. We create worlds as we speak. Hopefully, in this context, you will begin to appreciate words differently. Do you understand that with every technology, there's a new terminology? When's the last time you heard anybody talk about a rotary phone? Or, you know, that their novelty, you know, I have a record player at home. Plays 33s and 45s. I just got to get some good speakers for it. But who does that today? Go on YouTube. I mean, whatever you need is right there on the phone. But what with every technology, see, there's a kingdom technology. And you must master the terminology. If you're healed in the kingdom, why are you talking sickness in the kingdom? That's not the terminology. Let me explain to you a kingdom. A kingdom is a nation or a country ruled by a king whose culture, that's an important word, and society reflects the king's nature. A kingdom is a nation. It's a country. Now stop thinking just church inside four walls. Stop thinking traditional religious stuff. No, we're talking kingdom. kingdom is a nation. We are a holy nation. It's a country ruled by a king whose culture and society reflect the king's nature. Tell somebody, I'm after his image, after his likeness. So why is it, and you do the reflection, but why is it that you're not reflecting that? Now, whoever that's for, that ain't for everybody, but if that is you, you know, and I know we all do, or all can grow. We all have room to grow, right? But I want to challenge you. I don't want you just, I want transformation, you know, conviction where that we can grow and increase. Amen? So let me say it again. A kingdom is a nation or country ruled by a king whose culture and society reflect the king's nature. When a kingdom expands its influence to a distant territory, heaven, here on earth, that process is called, this is an ancient word, we're familiar with it a little bit, colonization. You know, talking about colonizing Mars. Huh? Colonization. What does that mean? The goal of colonization is the extension of the kingdom's laws and values and culture to the distant land, manifesting the glory of the king in that land. As he is in heaven, so are we on the earth. We pray it all the time. Your kingdom come. Not in the sweet by and by. Not someday in the distant, far distant. No, your kingdom, every day, your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Not someday, today. Not tomorrow, right now. Your kingdom, I dare you to pray that and believe it. And pray it like you mean it. Pray it with purpose. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on the earth. I guarantee some lives will be so disrupted you won't know what's going on. God will try you in your comfort zone. When you pray your kingdom come, you're declaring war on the systems that are. Amen. You're claiming dominion over things. Your kingdom come. Your will be done. Not the devil's will. Not fallen man's will, but your will be done. How many know we are his instruments? We are his weapons of war. He needs you to pray like this. Stop praying them piddly prayers. Pray with some authority. Put yourself out there, pray, and watch how the government of heaven comes and backs you up. Amen. Amen. Your kingdom come, your will be done. Christianity is a religion. Let me just say that outright, upright, straightforward. It's a religion. The kingdom of God is a country. It's a kingdom. It's a nation. It's not a religion. Every country, every nation has a culture, including the kingdom of God. It has a culture. There's a culture.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Morningside Academy, the first private school in Port St. Lucie, has been providing academics with excellence since 1987. Morningside Academy offers private Christian education in a godly atmosphere, teaching truths that will last a lifetime. Morningside Academy provides excellence in academics, athletics, and the arts, while developing Christ-like leaders for today.